Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Kavitha George, and it's about 15 minutes after the hour. Our second guest is Olga Lipson, a senior at University of Alaska Southeast here in Juneau. She's here to talk about campus opening up again for the spring. Thanks so much for being here, Olga.
Thank you for having me.
So I think you're in the middle of finals. Is that right? How's that going?
Going well. I have all of mine completed.
Oh, that's great. That's great. They end tomorrow, I'm guessing?
Yep.
What are you studying?
I'm studying psychology, and I will be graduating this coming spring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you're a senior, and you work as a student assistant in the chancellor's and provost office?
I do.
What does that entail?
It entails a variety of tasks, lots of scanning and faxing, and just being a customer service type of individual.
Get to meet a lot of prospective students and people arriving to campus and stuff?
I do. A lot of external and internal contacts, so definitely broadening that scope of social abilities.
Nice. So tell us about spring semester at UAS. What's on the calendar?
So for spring semester, we have a couple of different things going on. So first, is it all right if I just discuss the campus closure?
Of course.
The campus closure for winter break is starting Saturday, December 22nd, and goes all the way until Tuesday, January 1st. And then the campus opens back up for business on Wednesday, January 2nd. So now kind of to some important activities for spring. The spring student housing move-in for new and returning students. Those dates are January 10th on Thursday. And then student orientation for new and transfer students. That's on Friday, January 11th. So you guys might be wondering what student orientation is. It's a chance to really get to meet your faculty and meet with peers and hear from UAS administrators and get resources for your classes and maybe how to manage your budget with your meal plan that you're going to get. And then you also get to learn more about the shuttle services at UAS that drive you to and from classes. And so that is kind of a part of student orientation that a lot of students really like. And then for the big opening, spring classes begin Monday, January 14th. So that's a little bit about the spring semester for UAS.
Cool. So how do you folks register for housing? I know you said the deadline was the 10th. The move-in date?
Yeah, move-in date is the 10th, and so they can apply on UA Online. And applications haven't closed yet. They're due by December 15th.
Great. And what about for spring classes?
Spring classes, application is still open, I believe, until the 15th as well for December. So they can go onto UA Online, or they can email one of their faculty advisors if they are an already registered student and just set up a one-on-one meeting and get registered for classes that way as well.
Cool. What other resources are available through the Chancellor's and Provost Office?
We have a variety of resources, including faculty that help you out with registration, and we have a cafeteria that people can use for their meal plans when they come. And then we also have a Native Student Resource Center, and they plan all kinds of wonderful activities. We also, in the fall semester, have our Evening at Egan lectures put on every Friday night. So there's kind of activities socially that people can use as a resource. There's counseling services as well. So, you know, finals, stress time, utilize those resources. Those are a couple that UAS has to offer.
What is the lectures at Egan?
Evening at Egan lectures? They are different talks that a variety of individuals throughout the Juneau community hold, maybe about like their research that they've done in past, and maybe professors sometimes talk at those with their sabbaticals that they've done. Mm-hmm. Again, just kind of a chance to get to know Juneau and community members more.
So what are you looking forward to most about spring, your spring semester?
Oh, man, I am definitely looking forward to my anthropology classes. I'm taking an Ancient Civilization one by Erica Hill. That's going to be interesting. So, yeah, definitely social aspects as well. In-person classes, probably looking forward to that the most.
Will you still be working for administration?
Yeah, I'll still be working for the chancellor's office and just doing tasks here and there for them and just meeting more external and internal contacts.
Great. Did we miss anything?
I think we got it all covered. Thank you.
So one more time, could you run through the important dates that students and everyone else should keep in mind?
Yeah, so the important dates are campus closure, December 22nd to January 1st. Campus opening back up is January 2nd. And student housing move-in, January 10th, that's on a Thursday. Student orientation for new and transfer students, that's on January 11th, which is a Friday. And last but not least, spring classes beginning January 14th, which is on a Monday.
And I imagine that if anyone would like to look up the spring calendar online, they can do so at the school's website?
They can. School website, UAS Online, classes.uas@alaska.edu, or you can just go to UA Online as well.
Great. Thank you so much for coming by, Olga.
Thank you so much.